everyone, and welcome back to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Today I am sharing an amazing lady, Carolyn Busey Eberle. Carolyn is an author, a speaker, and a spiritual teacher. She does so much and is making such a difference in the world. Carolyn, I would love to have you open up and share a bit of what you do and your background for us. And I do want to say a big welcome. I am honored to have you on the show.
Thank you, Paula V. It's so good to be here. And I look forward to supporting your audience and the topics we'll be discussing today. So I've been therapist, healer, spiritual guide for many decades now. I think I'm a licensed professional counselor. My credentials also include body-centered somatic trauma work. I've been a meditation teacher, a Qigong teacher. I taught at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing. I've taught Reiki, healing touch. So I've done a lot of different things. And the quick and easy way to explain what I do is I blend the gifts and the joys of energy healers, mindfulness, meditation practitioners, as well as clinical trauma psychotherapists, body-centered therapists. And I work with the whole human. You know, because we're not just our energy system. We're not just our mind and our thoughts. And there's so much more of who we are. So as you bring in all aspects, I call it mind, energy, body transformation. Bring in all the systems together to work together. Healing happens deeper. Joy happens more profoundly, and you can really become the CEO creating your best life from your best self.
Oh, I love that. I love that mind, energy, body transformation. That's beautiful. I would love to ask, you know, a lot of so many of us in the world, a big thing that we are dealing with constantly from so many different causes is stress management. And I know the five major causes and solutions from an integrated mind, body, energy, spirit orientation are something that you can share with us. Please share a bit of that with us, Carolyn.
Yes, it's a subject I'd like to talk forever on, but I'm going to try and just hit the highlights. So one of the highlights about stress is it affects all aspects of your being. It affects your ability to connect to and be kind to yourself. It affects your ability to sleep at night. It affects your ability to have what they say, the executive functions of the higher brain, meaning to think clearly. When I was in grad school, I remember I used to get traffic tickets all the time because my higher brain wasn't clear and focused. It was almost like a trauma brain. So biologically, when stress happens, your cortisol levels, your stress hormones increase, your reactive emotional brain gets triggered more easily. And from a spiritual perspective, you're not in your best self. You're not in your spiritual wholeness. So step one is to just begin with kindness to yourself. Can you say, wow, I've got a lot of going on? What we tend to do is talk to ourselves from our ego, not from our bigger, kind self. So instead of saying, you idiot, you got another ticket, I can't believe you did that, what's wrong with you? I want you to, I call it being kind to your human. So step one, I want you to self-identify as the bigger self, the spiritual wholeness, sending love and kindness to the human that has a reactive brain, that in this physical world where life is so stressful, you can lose yourself, basically. So step one, kindness to self. Step two, I call it detachment. You detach from the emotional overwhelm that usually is sending you belief signals that you're not enough, you need to work harder. You know, it's the beating up. I call it the program personality reactivity of the ego. So I want you to detach from that energy. And again, self-identify as the kind wholeness, sending love. And then I want you to imagine that energy for step three. Where do you tend to hold that energy in your body? And usually people hold it in their heart or their stomach. In the stomach, from a physiological perspective, there's actually brain tissue in the stomach. And plus, from a trauma perspective, a major trauma nerve called the vagus nerve runs through that stomach area and kind of collapses things when stress happens. So step three is, where do you feel it in the body? And then put your hand on it and send it some love and kindness. And really imagine your bigger self, or even a spirit guide, or you know, maybe motherly love or fatherly love, whatever. I tend to use Kuan Yin or Source or Mother Mary. And I imagine that energy coming in to that stomach area where the stress is happening. And I just kind of receive step four, just receive that brilliance, receive that kindness, and let the nervous system, it's called down regulate, relax a little bit. And step five is from, let that reconnect you away from the ego into your bigger self, and then come up with a tangible plan of action. One thing about stress is it sends your nervous system to have the brake and the gas on at the same time. So I want you, it's called mobilizing. I want you to mobilize around that stress and really come out with a plan of action of inchworm addressing the issues before you. But as you write that list, kind of notice if you're writing it from your mean self, your ego, like, ah, da, 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 or from a gentle kindness. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Some helpful five steps for shifting stress?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, to go back to that basics of loving ourselves, it's so easy to forget to do that, you know, but to take that time to love ourselves. And yes, where everything's coming from ego or fear, and instead addressing it, looking at it with love and compassion, really gives us a whole different outlook, doesn't it?
Yeah, what it does, you know, it shifts all three mind, energy, and body systems. It helps the midbrain, the stress brain, relax and say it's safe.
Yes.
And stress is a unsafe state of being. And so when that midbrain and that higher brain can come together and say kindness, love, it creates a safe container to have more of you available to resolve the stress. Yep. It's a great self-regulation skills, as they would say in clinical psychology.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And, you know, focusing on that love and the compassion, you know, that will raise the vibration and really just give a whole different manifestation as well.
Exactly. I teach in my school and certification program, one of the things I teach is your sense of self creates your reality. So if you're in your stress sense of self, you're going to create a lower vibrational reality than if you're in your wholeness.
Yes, yes. Now, Carolyn, we have about 3 minutes until we pop into commercial. Tell us a bit more about your classes and what you teach and how the listeners can join in and take your classes and your courses.
Yeah. First, I want to offer a free gift to everybody listening. It's an energy personality test that helps you assess your gifts and your challenges and some solutions to them. So I think you can give them the link. And also, I offer two ways to study with me. I offer private sessions in person, Skype, or FaceTime. And I also offer an online self-mastery program that I call The Secret Code. It explains the five steps and the five spiritual laws I alluded to. And you can take this course and have discount private tutorial sessions along with the self-mastery course. It's The Secret Code. And I also offer a 12-class in Boulder, Colorado, the foothills of Boulder, Colorado, an in-person certification training at my healing center here in the foothills. And that's a 12-class, 12 weekends, once a month. And you actually get certified as a mind energy body coach. You get the gifts of mindfulness practitioners, trauma therapists, and energy healers. And I think from this little sample, you get a sense of the power of combining all three systems into one integrated orientation.
Yes. Oh, and yeah, that can be life-changing. You know, that can be life-changing.
It's life-empowering because the way I explain it is you can't avoid the suffering and the pain and the emotions because you do have a limbic system. You are going to feel things that are overwhelming and stressful. But wouldn't it be great if you could learn to use them as the energetic portal to incarnate more wholeness?
Yes.
And that's what I teach in the training. I mean, it's a profound training. You learn to guide yourself. You learn to guide others. And you learn how to work with archetypes, past lives, ancestral energies, trauma, chronic illness, cancer, sexual issues. It's a very comprehensive, empowering program.
Sounds fantastic. Tell us, if you will, briefly, how the listeners can get a hold of you. What's the
business? Please contact me at Carolyn, Carolyn, at mindenergybody.org. And you can also text me or call me at 720-530-7621. I so look forward to meeting them, and I feel so honored to have spent this time with you.
Oh, and I'm so honored to have you on the show with us. And everyone, we are going to pop out for a commercial. So Carolyn, we will be right back. So stay tuned, everyone.
Sending you love and blessings.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am here today with Carolyn Busey Eberle. She is an author, speaker, spiritual teacher, and she has the Mind Energy Body School of Transformation. We have had so much fun in the first segment discussing what she does. And also for those of you out there tuning in, I know my listeners on Voice America, my For the Love of Reiki show, I just want to say to you, thank you for also joining me on BBS. And I am so excited to be a part of the BBS radio network and welcome everyone. And Carolyn, I just love all the information you shared with us. And I would like to continue on, if we may. I would like to touch on trauma, negative beliefs, false self, painful emotions, how all of these can become the pathways to wisdom, wholeness, and manifestation. Tell us, how do we do that? How do we bring that out into our manifestation?
I would love to help you talk about that. It's my topic of passion.
Yes.
First, I want to start by defining what trauma is. From a spiritual perspective, I find trauma is whenever your spiritual wholeness gets disconnected from your sense of self. So whenever we think we are our pain and our negative beliefs and our painful experiences, that is an indication of a traumatic experience. For most of us who are spiritual, just simply being here on earth can feel traumatic. Or as one trauma specialist used to say, it's like that drop of water on the rock. eventually, if it keeps dropping in the same spot, it's going to wear a hole in the rock. So you don't have to have had a car accident or been to war to have a physiological and false sense response to trauma. And you know, I teach five spiritual laws in my training, and one of the spiritual laws says your sense of self creates your reality. So if you're caught in your negative beliefs, if you're caught in your false self, if you're caught in an emotional response that's painful, and you create your reality from that, you're not going to manifest your highest good. You really need to come into the support of shifting and transforming those painful events. And I really do believe that pain is the energetic portal back to reclaim your wholeness. In fact, I would go so far as to say God, source, whatever word you want to use, actually gave it to us because we're in this biological container, this body that has these emotional responses. And spiritual law number two that I teach is things happen for you, not to you. So if you can use these painful experience and your body is the energy transformer for the pain, you can actually call forth and incarnate your bigger self, more wisdom, more wholeness, a deeper connection into your true self. And the process I teach is kind of the five steps that I talked about before. You know, awareness that you're in pain. And step number two is the most important. It's that pain does not define your sense of self. That, you know, car accident or that bad grade on the test or that divorce or that terrible experience when your friend yelled at you and said you were no good or you're getting fired or a friend cheating on you, a partner cheating on you, those do not define your value. And if you can do that and be differentiated and individualized from your emotional pain, you can then shift the pain in that quantum reality that we live in back to wholeness. Or as I like to say, you know, Newtonian reality says everything's solid and fixed. You know, I'm knocking on this table here that sure feels solid and fixed to me, and that's Newtonian physics. But I, you know, Reiki and all these, you know, quantum physicists has proved that everything is just particles of energy that resonate at lower vibrational frequencies and higher vibrational frequencies. So as you connect to the lower vibrational frequencies, or as I like to say, LVC, lower vibrational consciousness, of the emotional pain, the physical illness, the cancer, whatever it is, you can actually transform that quantum reality back to the high vibrational consciousness of abundance, of wisdom, of a healthy relationship, and of your true self.
Oh, I love that. I myself am so into, you know, vibration, frequency levels and such. I love that. And I would like to ask, how would someone recognize that they're living in their false self? Would it be that they are experiencing negative emotions and low frequency level thoughts? And, you know, how would a person know, okay, I'm in my false self? Would it be because of all the negativity in their mind? And
for sure. And I think that is like the most brilliant question, Pallavi, because,
thank you.
You know, that is a harder question to answer because we think we are our pain. Mm-hmm. And if you think you are your pain, it's hard to differentiate and say, I'm not my pain. Yeah. So yes, if you're negative, if you judge yourself, if you judge others, if things aren't working in your life, if you don't have a depth of self-love and appreciation for who you are, and or if you have trouble recognizing when you're imperfect, it means you're not in your true self. Because if you're in your true self, you're human, can be imperfect, and you can still love them. Yes. Your human doesn't have to be an excel perfect all the time in order to feel happy. You can actually make a mistake, you know, have negative thoughts, be a part of you feel sadness and still say, hey, I know who I am. I know I'm whole and that sadness is not me. That's the diagnostics of it. But if you're down on yourself and you're not manifesting what you want, chances are you're not really, I call it being home in the truth of you.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, fun. It, something I love to share with my clients or students, and I'd love your thought on this, Carolyn, is be the water, not the wave. Be the warm, loving water, the flow, connected to source, manifestation. When those difficult trials come, see them, acknowledge them, you know, let them just be the wave that flows by. Because if you become the wave, you're hitting the rock, you're feeling the pain, you're hurting. But if you let those waves go by, acknowledge they're there, make a decision with love and compassion and move on. What do you think of that analogy?
I love it. I think it's brilliant. I think another way I say that is if you take a bath and your dirt goes into the bath water and you let the bath water go, you don't say, oh, there goes my sense of self.
Yeah.
You let the dirt go. So yes, you want to let the things that are not your true self go. And another way of saying that, it's perspective is 100% of pain.
Oh, change wow. Your perspective, I love that.
Change your relationship to the pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and all these fun ways really of looking at it and helping ourselves let go of that and keep ourselves into that love and loving ourselves. It, you know, there's a lot of fun little ways. I love the bath. Just there it goes. There goes the dirt. I love
it. Let it go. It's not you.
Oh. Well, Carolyn, we're down to just a couple more moments. Any last words you'd like to say before we end this segment?
Just know you're so much more than what you think you are. And, you know, I do have that free gift that they can have, and I do some free consults. So, you know, I look forward to supporting you so you know your brilliance and you are more empowered to live from your brilliance and not your wounding.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You are just a joy. You are an inspiration. I am so happy we connected.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much, Paula V.
Oh, you're so welcome. And everyone, we will chat with you again. But for the moment, goodbye and chat with you later. Hugs. All righty. Thank you so much, Carolyn. We'll chat some more soon.
Blessings.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Carolyn Busey Eberle, and we are just having some great discussion on mind, energy, body, transformation. Oh, I love everything that you have shared, Carolyn. It has just been absolutely fantastic, my dear.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure and joy to be here.
Oh, thank you. I would love to open up a little dialogue and get your input on what we've discussed on energy and self-love. Talk about how we are ourselves with that and how it affects our relationships.
Yeah, I just love that question. And got to tell you, in my private practice, that's probably one of the most important questions clients come in discussing. For me, myself, I've been married over 30 years, like 30, almost 30, May 6th. It'll be 33 years, I think. And And I think the hardest thing about relationship is when we try and interact based on past, it's clinically, they call them attachment breaks. There's relationships are about healthy connection, healthy attachment. And what they've discovered in terms of how the brain and body works is when somebody is in a relationship with another adult and there's betrayal or mistrust, it's called an attachment break. And then it's hard to really have an attachment repair, is what I call it. Attachment breaks and attachment repairs. So basically, the challenges you had a child had it as a child either created a part of you that felt insecure or wanted to run away, or a combo of the both. And those three, they're called attachment challenges or dysfunctions, is because you're not connected to that spiritual wholeness as your true self. If you're insecure, it means you're not feeling safe and comfortable in that connection with your wholeness, or I call it the core being. And then that can really mess up a relationship. So in relationships, kind of get curious about, do you tend to be insecure? Do you tend to want to, I'll abandon you before you abandon me? Do you tend to run away? Do you tend to feel victimized? And whatever distortion you feel in that relationship can actually become a way of creating an attachment repair by moving out of the victim part of you. So if you feel a victim, chances are you need to set a boundary with that person. But if you set a boundary through anger and dysfunction, you're actually going to create another attachment break. So in the couple sessions that I do, I find that if you're holding on to past anger, you have to first make peace with that. And the way the brain works, they've done a study, and if there was one attachment break, you have to have five kindness interactions to overcome one break. So that's where I'd start. For those of you in a difficult relationship, see if you can notice how many negative interactions you've had, and just be aware that to the way the negative bias of the brain works is you need five kindness options. And that first begins with kindness to self.
Yes. Yes. And so if you have, okay, here's a question. If you have a negative reaction with, let's say, someone you're in a relationship with, so you need to have five kindness reactions. So do they need to be with the person where the negative's coming from, or just five, like for yourself and with others? Just
this
have
is,
that kindness out there.
I could spend about a year on this topic.
Oh.
So we have attachment breaks between our ego and our wholeness. So if you're mean to yourself, you have to be kind to yourself five times.
Oh.
Hansen is the neurologist that did the study on this. He has a great book about happiness. So yes, first start with self, you know, just like you put the oxygen mask on yourself. And then yes, you have to have an engaged positive interaction with that other person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every time, you know, you say, why didn't you take out the trash?
Uh-huh.
First of all, it's never about the trash. It's about some past anger. And how do you resolve the past anger and then work toward having really positive interaction again? And then when there's an attachment break, how do you resolve that deeper issue and then have five positive interactions? A great book is called Hold Me Tight. It's a really, really good couples book. I think I've had clients call me numerous times saying that book saved their relationship.
Yes. So just make an effort to focus on kindness, love and compassion and kindness, correct?
Yeah, first I'd say put the oxygen mask on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourself. Own your part. You know, the ego doesn't want to say I was wrong. Be willing to be wrong and notice where you were in distortion and then ask your partner eventually if he or she is willing to notice where they were in distortion. Together, own how you can change and interact from a higher consciousness of wholeness and not defense or child consciousness or insecurity or victim consciousness or fear of being abandoned. And then spend time doing that repair, more time repair than time just focusing on the negative.
Yes.
I don't know how many couples spend a lot of time on the kindness and the repair. They tend to argue a long time, but they don't tend to play and have the repair a long time. So the proportion, let it be 1 to 5 of the arguing, the resolving, mm-hmm. not the ignoring, because if you ignore it, it's going to come back tenfold. But the resolving from a kind heart and owning your own stuff. And then five times on top of that, spending time playing and loving and making love or whatever it is, doing good stuff together.
Yes. And would you say that gratitude could play into that as well? If we focus on what in the relationship we're grateful for over what we don't want in the relationship or what irritates us?
It's just brilliant. Yes, yeah. Just brilliant. Because, you know, so much of my couple sessions, it's the other person saying the other one's not doing enough instead of noticing everything that person does. Like if it's a wife being upset that the husband doesn't do enough around the house, well, he doesn't, she may not notice that her partner is exhausted because they've been working so hard, you know?
Yes.
It's gratitude, and a good way to gratitude is, can you put the shoe on the other foot and really see the other person's perspective instead of having to be right, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I think gratitude helps you let go of having to be right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And it's so amazing to me, Carolyn, how what direction we choose to focus our thoughts on, you know, the negative, what we don't have or what we don't like compared to what we have, what we're grateful for, and what possibilities we envision. I mean, it just totally changes what our whole day is and what we bring into our lives.
Yeah, and what's so cool about the latest in the brain science is that you can rewire the brain to be more positive.
Really?
Yeah, it's called neuroplasticity. The reason why we focus on the negative is because when we lived in caveman days, that was our survival.
Yeah.
If you didn't see the negative thing on the horizon, you could die. And now we're in a different society. And we're still focused on the negative. But, you know, in energy work, what you focus on grows. Mm-hmm. So if you only focus on the negative, you're going to get more negative. And the same thing with rewiring the brain. If you only focus on the negative, your brain's only going to align to see the negative.
Yes.
But if you say, wow, there's one negative, let me find 5 positives, you actually can rewire the brain to be a habituated reaction to looking at as an optimist instead of as a pessimist.
I love that. I love that. Like creates like. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, Carolyn, we're down to just another minute, and we have to, I'm afraid, end the show. This has been great. What last words would you like to give the listeners today?
I think it begins with tolerance, you know? Be tolerant of yourself. Be tolerant of others. And know that the challenges are not you. And you do have what it takes to really find the solution. And reach out and get support. You know, you don't have to do everything alone. We live in a very isolated society. There's really a tribe, like Paula V's show, you know, there's a tribe
yeah.
out there ready to support you and nurture you. And you're not alone. Yeah, you're not alone.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I am just so grateful to have had you on the show today.
Blessings.
Oh, thank you. And to everyone out there in the U.S. and around the world, love, hugs, blessings, and a happy day to everyone. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Pallavi.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Pallavi here, and thank you for joining us today. My special guest today, I am so excited, Stephanie Barton. She is an amazing author, counselor. She has written some great books. She does great counseling sessions. She is an angel lady. She is the master of helping us communicate and understand the beautiful angels that are with us every day. And for those of you that are familiar with my other show, For the Love of Reiki on Voice America, Stephanie has been a guest several times on Voice America. She just gets rave reviews. My listeners adore her, as do I. So, of course, I had to say, Stephanie, please come join me in my new show, Why Am I So Happy, on VBS Radio. I'm so excited. Stephanie, I want to say welcome and thank you.
Well, thank you. Hey, if you're Paula V, can I be Stephanie B?
I love it. I love it. All right, Paula V and Stephanie B. There you go.
We're in the house.
We are in the house. Yes. Yes.
It's great to be here with all the angels and just honor and celebrate you, Paula.
Thank you so much. I'm just so honored. This is just so fun. And Stephanie, I thought it would be great because I just have you a few minutes today and then we have an upcoming show. Just if you would give the listeners a little background of yourself, and I thought we could just touch on some of the fun that we've already had on the Voice America shows. What do you think?
Well, sure. My mission and my passion and what I'm really devoted to is helping people understand that angels are not just a whim and they're not just something that you can read about in the Bible. Angels are real and they're a very important part of our lives. And angels are here to serve and to love and to inspire and guide us. And we can all communicate with our angels and feel their love. And when we can tap into that, oh, life goes from good to great.
Yes.
And that's what I want to inspire everyone to believe.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And we have had so much fun together with talking about the angels and, for example, the messages, just the messages that they give us every day.
Yes, yes. I think that's one of the most amazing and wondrous thing about our angels is that, yes, they can help us to experience miracles, but sometimes it's just those little things, those everyday coincidences and those synchronicities and just the little things that keep us going down the path. Yes. Day by day by day. It's the everyday angels that really keep us connected and keep our priorities on track.
Yes, yes. And isn't it true, Stephanie, that the angels are always with us?
They are always with us. Even when we don't pay attention to them, even if we're busy or doing what it is that we need to do, the angels are constant. They're inevitable and they're unconditional in their support for us. So they don't require prayers or devotion or offerings.
Yes.
They're always going to love us no matter what. And that's sometimes hard to get our minds around, but it's true. Angels will always love us, and that's just such a gift.
Yes, yes. Their wings are wide open. Their arms are wide open. When
yes.
Really, we just, need take the time to ask. They're right mm-hmm. there waiting for us. And that is such a great message that you share with everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, and it is nice to know that, especially in a world where things are so conditional, that we do have unconditional love that's real And that is accessible 24/7, 365. It's a wonderful thing. It's so comforting in a world of inconsistency and constant change to know that there is that stability and that openness that we can turn back to time and time again.
Yes, it is. It's just so remarkable. And I have a lot of fun with, you know, I can see different things and I know their messages from the angels, and I can change my whole attitude of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I call their name, say, yes, I'm here. You know, please be with me, guide me. And it's, you're instantly uplifted.
Yes, yes. Oh, I agree. Even thinking of angels can turn a whole day around. It can shift our perspective from half empty to all the way full.
Yes.
Which we need sometimes. We don't get nearly enough of that kind of positive reinforcement, but our angels are there to continuously affirm us and uplift us no matter what.
Yes. If I have a busy day ahead, I might wake up, have my coffee, get going, and then I'm running around and I went, oh my gosh, I haven't told the angels I love them yet today. I have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's nice for us because when we stop to make those offers of appreciation or to recognize our angels, it recenters us. It doesn't make them love us more. It helps us receive more and to feel that connection more. So that gratitude blesses them, but it really is blessing to us.
Yes, yes. And it really opens up our intuition,
mm-hmm.
you say, and what we do see and feel, that becomes broader as
it
we have
is.
Belief in that knowing.
I agree. At first, when I started working with angels, one of the things that I heard from clients was, I want to see them. I just want it to be obvious. But I think there's a gift in some of the subtleties, because the coincidences and those things that are just out of reach keep us growing. It keeps us interested. It does kind of get us out of our everyday senses and helps us step up in our faith and make those leaps of trust so that our intuition can grow and then our lives expand. It's a very intelligent and inspiring process, but it happens by divine design. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I love it. Divine design. I love that. I love that.
Yes, it is divine. If everything were just straightforward, you know, if the angel said, here's the answer, we would probably say, nah, that was too easy. So using some of our extrasensory skills and cultivating that trust and becoming more attuned to the unseen and our emotions, that really grows us as souls, and it helps us to come into our truth and to be truly inspired with our co-creative power. Because we've got so much more power than what we give ourselves credit for.
Oh, yes, yes. Isn't it beautiful? And isn't it fun? I really believe, Stephanie, that it may be different times, like, okay, a certain situation or something happening in my life. I think, oh, I sense that Archangel Michael is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Something else, I might have a feeling that Archangel Raphael is near.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they're a team, and they come in at different moments, wouldn't you say? I mean, they're always there, but it's very fun how, you know, they all have, they're like a family.
Sure.
For us.
Sure. I agree. I think it's kind of like, I think of the archangels and our angels sort of as life is sort of like the weather, you know, things change constantly. So maybe if it's sunny outside, you need the sunscreen. And so in those situations, you use that. And so when it's hot or when we're feeling angered or if we're struggling with intense emotions, instead of sunscreen, energetically, we may have Archangel Michael to help us diffuse the anger. Or if it's cold and we feel separated and isolated from others, Then Archangel Raphael is like that warm winter coat who can wrap around us when we need to feel that connection. If it's sort of a dreary day, and if emotionally we feel sort of flat and lacking in creativity, then Archangel Gabriel can be there to spark us and to help us see color, even in the midst of gray. And if we're feeling unconfident, or if we doubt our intellect or our ability to get a job done, kind of like if we don't think we can weather the storms outside, Archangel Uriel can be there to remind us that we can make these connections. We have wisdom. Help us to feel like we can navigate no matter what the conditions are. Give us that confidence. So, yes, they all work with us through our seasons of life. And each archangel has a very special role for us, which is a wonderful thing to know.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And since this is kind of just kind of a teaser show, we're going to get into a lot more discussion in the next show, but I wanted to introduce you to the audience. Could you possibly, Stephanie, share a little bit about what you offer to the listeners and your website if they want to look you up and make some contact with you before I have you on again?
Absolutely. Awesome. So my passion is working with the angels for sure. And so I offer counseling sessions or mediumship sessions. My mediumship style is connecting with angels from the angelic realm, but also with human spirits who guide us along the path who've departed, and pets too. Those are the three spirit groups I work with the most, are humans who've departed, archangels and guardian angels, and pets. So I love connecting with those groups. And that's really the bulk of the counseling work that I do, which I love so very much. My website is Angels Insight. And so that would be the easiest way to learn more about me. I've got YouTube videos and meditations on the website. I was a nurse for years and years and then knew that I wanted to help people in a different way. So I took a leap of faith and started tapping into some of my soul work. So here I am, and I want to share my love with the world and to offer my gifts to help serve others.
Oh, you are just such a gift, Stephanie. I just think the world of you, and I'm so honored to have you on the show. So everyone, I am so happy to have introduced Stephanie to you, and she will be back.
Thank you, Paula V.
Thank you, and Paula V signing off. Hugs and a happy day to everyone. Hugs and a happy day to you, Stephanie.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Yay!